Most Reverend Father, it is my pleasure to present to you the members of our parish who have been prepared for confirmation this year. It is probably the largest group you will confirm from this parish in 1 year for a long time, because it's been a few years in the English-speaking parish since we've had confirmation, and also this is 2 years' worth of candidates from the Spanish-speaking part of the parish. So it's with great joy that I present them to you on this festive Pentecost for confirmation.
Thank you very much, Monsignor Holmes, and as always, a very warm welcome to Monsignor Hastrich. And Monsignor Hastrich is going to celebrate 60 years as a priest this week. And he's much more filled with the Holy Spirit now than he was on the day he was confirmed. I'm sure of it. So let's very much be one in mind and in heart with Monsignor Hastrich, especially thanking God for the gifts that he has of health and strength to be with us regularly. And it's a particular joy to have you here this morning, Monsignor. Ouch. This is a wonderful thing to have our cathedral parish family together. Holy Redeemer and St. Patrick's, our dear brothers and sisters who add so much to life in the United States and especially to life in the church by contributing their Hispanic background and experience. We treasure you, and we treasure that special quality of Hispanic faith that's not easy to come by. At a time when many Americans want to cut everything short, you don't have that problem when you pray and you worship. You're not afraid to pour out your praise and worship to God at some length. And we need to learn that and many other things from you. And I'm also so grateful to the Holy Spirit who brings about unity in our parish families at Holy Redeemer and St. Patrick's, largely through the leadership of Monsignor Holmes, primarily through his leadership. So thank you so much for cooperating to be together and to be the downtown cathedral parishes. I love each one of you in a very special way. And this is the only time when I have a confirmation when I don't have to welcome people and be welcomed myself, because we're all home. And it's always a wonderful experience to be precisely home. Please smile. It couldn't be as gruesome as some of you look. It just smile. Smile. This is a day of joy, a day to rejoice, because you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit unto strength. You're going to be different when you go to sleep tonight than you were when you woke up this morning. New strength from the Holy Spirit. It's a big deal. It's a very joyful day. This is one of the greatest gifts that you'll ever be given in your whole life. And you won't get tired of it, you won't get bored with it, and nobody can take it away. There are very few gifts that you'll ever get that you can't get tired of, that you can't get bored with, and that can't be taken away. This is one of those. There are not many in life. It's a big deal. So smile and rejoice. What happened in that upper room at Pentecost? We listened to it. How would we summarize what happened? Just as the Holy Spirit came down upon Mary, and Christ was conceived in her womb, Christ was born. Today, the Holy Spirit comes down again upon Mary and the apostles. And the Holy Spirit coming down in the form of tongues of fire on Mary and the apostles brings into being the body of Christ, the church. Just as Mary gave her body to the Lord, the Holy Spirit came down upon Mary and the apostles and the body of Christ, the church, the people of God. The Holy Communion, which is the church, was born. And as the Holy Spirit came down, two things happened to those apostles. And those are the same two things that happened to you at confirmation. Consecration and mission. The consecration came as the apostles received their mission. They had already been ordained at the Last Supper on Holy Thursday. The apostles had already been ordained bishops. But with that consecration comes a mission. And they didn't have their mission yet. Even on Easter Sunday, they didn't have their mission. How do we know that? Because when you have a mission, you go someplace. They didn't go anywhere. They ran in the upper room and they were afraid. They didn't know what had happened. They didn't know whether Christianity, as they had experienced it, was over forever. But they certainly did not have their mission when they were ordained. They were consecrated, but in the wisdom of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit gave them their mission on Pentecost. And every part of the world was represented in that context as a sign that their mission was to the whole world. And for the first time after Pentecost, they didn't want to stay together and hide in the upper room. They went to the farthest corners. Thomas went to India. Mark went to Egypt. Peter and Paul wound up in Rome. They went everywhere. Fearlessly. And thousands were converted. That's what happened when their consecration was finished as they received their mission. And that is exactly what's going to happen to you today. Dear young women and men to be confirmed, you're going to get a new consecration and a new mission. And we're going to act that out together as you receive the sacrament of confirmation. Now, let me see here. Please, come up here for a minute. I don't bite. You come right up here. You're not even bringing a camera, so I'm less intimidated by you. Come on up here. Come on up here. So they can see you. We're going to have, let me see, Valeria. Beautiful name, Valeria. Now, Valeria, we're going to talk a little bit about how you're going to get confirmed. Everybody's going to come up. And you're going to kneel on this step here, the top one, not that one, because it'll be easier for me if you kneel here, and it'll be much easier on your knees if you kneel there, because there's carpet there, there's marble there. Marble is hard. Carpet is nice. So you come up and you kneel on the comfortable carpeting. But this is not all about being comfortable at all. It's about consecration and mission. But I don't want you thinking about how your knees hurt while the Holy Spirit is trying to get through to you. So you kneel down on this top carpeted step, and then just as the apostles in the early church ordained other bishops, and just as they ordained priests, it's the same gesture. It's obviously not the same sacrament. But the bishop will lay hands on the head of each, and then he will say, "Mary, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit." anointing the forehead with holy oil, with sacred chrism. And you, Valeria, will say, amen. Very, very good. Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes we jump ahead and we say, and also with you. So think about what we're saying. Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit and also with you. That's all right, but the next time you come over, I'm going to charge you for it. We've got to build a cathedral. I seem to have an audience in the back there. Thank you. Every little bit helps. Now, back to Valeria. All right, so I said, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, the laying on of hands, the anointing with holy oil, sacred chrism. And you say, and amen. Not and also with you. That doesn't make any sense. Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit and also with you. That doesn't make any sense. Amen. Then I say, peace be with you and also with you. Now, we exchange the greeting of peace later in Mass. We shake hands. We don't do that now in connection with confirmation. First of all, we can't shake hands because the bishop's thumb is running with holy oil, chrism. If the bishop shakes hands, the holy oil goes all over the place, and that's not the way the rules of the church call us to behave, to put the holy oil every place, just on the forehead and on the bishop's thumb. So I got four fingers to work with. When I say, peace be with you, to these young women, I will place my hand for a moment on their shoulder. Peace be with you. And that's all about the mission. We have the consecration, the laying on of hands and the anointing, and then the mission. Peace be with you. I'm telling Valeria, Valeria, you will have the peace of Christ if you receive the strength from the Holy Spirit today in confirmation to carry out your mission, which is to carry on your shoulders the responsibility to protect human life. Now, men have that responsibility too, but it's the primary responsibility of women for obvious reasons, to protect human life. There is no more sacred responsibility. Nothing in this world is more sacred to God than human life. And to the woman in a special way is given the responsibility to protect human life. And that is the way that the woman confirmed in Christ finds the peace of Christ. So these ceremonies happen very quickly, but an awful lot is being said by the Holy Spirit in the period of a short time. And therefore, it's very important to focus and to pay attention when you're confirmed. Really got to pay attention. Because the Holy Spirit does a lot in a short time. And after you're confirmed, it's good to go and sit in silence and just remember and ponder what the Holy Spirit just did. It's not a good time for congratulations right after confirmation. There's plenty of time for that later. It's a time to ponder and reflect on what the Holy Spirit just did. Okay, Valeria, you got it? Good, you can have a seat. Now, let me see here. Come on up here, Zach. Good. Some of these guys are frequently up here serving, so it's a particular joy to be able to confirm them, because I see them all the time, and they do such a good job. Now, Zach, when you get confirmed, it's the same thing. Hand on the head, anointing the forehead, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and you say, good. And then I say, peace be with you. But when I say, peace be with you, you don't get the hand on the shoulder. You get this. All right? Zach just said to himself, geez, I made a lot of mistakes serving, and the bishop never did that to me before. Why would he do that today? The reason you get that today is because just as the woman has the special responsibility, mission, to protect human life, the man has the special mission, the responsibility, to stand up for the truth of Christ and His church, the truth of Christ and His church, even if people slap you around for it, even if you have to get beat up by it, even if it turns out that there is a state journal in your life. That is your responsibility, and that is your mission. To stand up for the truth of Christ and His church, and be willing to get slapped around for it. All right? And if you accept the whole gift of the Holy Spirit, of strength, to carry out that responsibility, even to get slapped around for Christ, then you will have the peace of Christ. Okay? So again, we're saying a lot in a very short space of time. The Holy Spirit is doing for you, dear young men and women, what only God could do in such a short time. So take your time to think about it. Take your time to pray about it. Okay? Now, the Holy Spirit doesn't want to wait any longer to do this great thing. The Holy Spirit right now has had enough of me. So then, let's be on with it, open our hearts wide, and beg the Holy Spirit to do right here and now what only the Holy Spirit can do. Praise be Jesus Christ.